Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are always very happy to be with you. And welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. It's a Business and Economic Segment time. It's time to talk about business. It's time to talk about money. It's time to talk about economy. And it's time to talk about matters of developmental concern. Yes, to those of you who are new, or to those of you who are following us for the first time, at Eagle FM, this time we have Business and Economic Segment, and the Business and Economic Segment is a platform that talk about anything related to business, anything related to economics. We look at national policies which are in line with economic development. We look at external policies which are affecting economic decisions in the country. We look at opportunities. We look at characters of individuals or actors or players in the economy, if you may like. And we also look at government decisions, private sector decisions. We interrogate the aspect of academic institutions. We look at issues of investors and all aspects which are matters of butters or breaded butter. Or butter and bread, the other way around. Yeah, and to our dear listeners, in every conversation that we bring about, we always open up the line, to make sure that, we engage in those discussion, and also to make sure that, you give your contribution, you give your questions, you give your comments. You can come up with constructive criticism, because the aim is not only facilitation of this economic discussion platform, but the aim is to teach one another, to educate one another, to advance the thinking, and also to provoke innovation among young adults and elders who can innovate and also advance our country, because we are in a fast growing global world. We are in the fast growing world where countries are competing at all fronts. Look at technology, you look at infrastructure, you look at issues of education, you look at issues of trade, you look at issues of ending values. Even countries which were required as, or which were known to be smaller market in the past 20 years, now they are playing with the big boys. They are playing with the big boys at an international market. And that is also where we want to take our country to. That is also where we want to take the land of the brave to. Because the aim of this program is always to make sure that, we bring up those conversations which provoke discussions, real discussions, which affect our daily activities, and discussions which can, influence decisions. Discussion which can also assist our country to move forward, because every individual who has a nation at heart, you always want your country to be among the best. You always want your country to be, recognized, even when you go to other countries or foreign lands. You want to be among those who are respected. But how do we do that? We only do this when we are honest to ourselves. We only do this when we talk straight to the problem, focusing on the problem instead of blaming people. And we can only do this if we have honest conversations, particularly conversations which are related to decisions that we do, things that we do in the country. And how can we improve? Because a national objective is part of every individual's personal goal. Because if leaders of the country have a national objective to say we want this country to be here in the next 5 years, as an individual, every person want to improve. A sick person want to gain health, a broke person want to be rich, an uneducated person want at least to get formal or informal education so that they can understand one or two. A country which is at the stage of producing still raw materials and sell to the global market is also planning to get somewhere in the next 5 years. That's why, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to introduce our topic after a very short commercial break. Then we can start with a conversation. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. And I will be joined by Kanjiko Kankwanyoka then after 20 minutes or 30 minutes or so that he can also give content to the contribution or content to the discussion of today. So stay tuned. And just before you go to a commercial break, it's always very important to make sure that for you not to be left out in terms of, conversation that we bring about, in terms of economic news that we bring about, always make sure that you follow us on our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You look at Facebook, look at Twitter, now known as X. You look at Instagram, you look at, LinkedIn, and all other social media platform. Like our page, share our page, so that you'll be able also to be up to date with economic news and also opportunities which can arise there. And the other thing, also make sure that, you download our e-paper, the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper which you can download on your phone. You can download in your phone, then you can be able to read and be where other kids are. Be enlightened and be somebody who don't just, when you are at a conversation, you are just saying, yeah, or okay. Bring up content-based conversation based on what you read. Look at those statistics and you boost your argument. Maybe you also be able to, your decisions that you make in life can also be able to be influenced by what you read. That's why we are always telling you to say every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like tomorrow, we always release our e-paper that you can download, and you'll be able to follow all the domestic and international news, especially those which are interlinked to our economy. And the other thing also, you can download our app, Eagle FM Namibia. You can download our app, every phone that you have, any smartphone that you have, which can download applications. Instead of feeding your phone with a lot of games, make sure that one of those applications that you have, Eagle FM Namibia application, that is your mobile radio. You don't need to carry physically a radio like an old person knows, yes. But just, download it in your phone. Then you'll be able to listen to the previous podcast. And you also listen to current shows or programs which are happening that time. And yeah, let's go to a commercial break. Then we can come and engage on the topic that we have today. Stay tuned and make sure that you follow our conversation. And we are also going to request your contribution after the discussion.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Shiwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongereka dhayooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere wapumba omaimbiro ongereka yoe gakarega wezwako koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsin Ehangano, Rio Sherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital. digitalatomalaidi.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and we are continuing with our program. Our topic for today, we are engaging on the link between academic education and also the industry. We are going to interrogate the aspect of academic education and the industry. And before we engage on that topic, we need to ask ourselves, how old are we as a country? For how long we have been operational? How many industry does Namibia have? And how many university do we have? How many graduates do we have trained in different areas in different fields? And how many unemployed young people that we have in Namibia? Because before we go to the aspect of academic education, we need to understand the purpose of academic education. Because once somebody got a primary and high school education, the reason for this person to go and have academic education is to become a contributor to the economic development, whatever that person study. Because academic education is regarded as the highest form of education, when an individual go to get an advanced training to become a professional, become a technical expert, can also become a technician, but you are trained in the certain field so that you'll be able to contribute positively to the economic development of your country. Now the question that we need to ask ourselves is that Namibia have been an independent country for 35 years. We need to celebrate our 35th independence just a few days from now. And we need to ask ourselves these questions. Did academic education really impacted the way we are operating now? If yes, to what extent? What is the link between people that went to school, people that went to college, people that went to vocational training centers, people who went to Technics, people who went to college, people who went to university, and what they can offer in terms of the market? What kind of graduates do we have in Namibia, and what does the market want? Do we have a communication between the government, stakeholders in education? You have the government, you have parents, you have the community, and you have academic institutions, you have scholars. Do we have a link, or we are just producing for the sake of producing? Because before we go to that then, discussion of academic link, we are going to critique and also going to ask deep questions and what can we do about it. Maybe one of the questions that we need to ask ourselves is that why a country of only 3 million people in southern Africa, the country only with 3 million people, the second or the third largest producer of uranium, and it's the second highest unequal country in the world in terms of economic distribution, then you need to ask yourself this question. Why, in terms of the current statistic, we have the highest unemployment in Southern Africa, in the SADC, while we are some of the countries with low population? Why that question? Then the question that you need to ask yourself is also that why are we still exporting raw materials? And maybe before that, why is our trade deficit at 2.7 billion where we are losing money? When you look at the trade statistic of January, is indicated that our trade deficit is 2.7 billion. That is the money that you are losing in terms of trade, which means that we buy more than we sell. Even if we have resources, they are not giving us what we could have got if we were at the stage of an industrialized country. Then you need to ask yourself a lot of questions. Why a country which a lot of people really fought for, where a lot of blood were shed, but still the younger generation which were born after independence are still suffering in terms of economic? Why do we still have to talk about economic independence after 35 years? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. However, we cannot answer all of them today, but the specific angle that we are going to look today, we are going to look at academic institutions. We are going to look at academic institutions. We are going to look at who are the drivers of these academic institutions, and do they have a broader picture of what the society is looking like? Do they have good numbers of what are they producing, and what are some of the skills which are given to these people? Now, what we need to start with is university education. Maybe to give a short history of Namibian education, let's start from the Badu Education Act of 1953. That was Apartheid Act, which divided education system between blacks and white. And after Namibia got independence, we really have to be thankful, especially to the first minister of education, who played a pivotal role after independence in terms of setting up structures of academic institutions and also providing direction at that time, and also starting a revision of different curriculums so that we can be up to standard. However, we need to understand that when the population started growing, there was a point in Namibian history where academics and government and private sector also started looking focus and lose focus in terms of pulling together in one direction. Because if I remember correctly, in early 2000, particularly in areas of education, in terms of basic education, a BETD, basic education diploma, or a BEC, basic education certificate, a BETD was the most respected qualification, especially in terms of teachers. It was like a master's degree by that time, because everyone was fighting to have it, because it was needed at that time. Then it had quality that time, because the aim of education by that time was to make sure that you produce more educators so that they can teach more people, that we can have enough teachers in the country that can now push in individuals who can drive the economy. That was the aim. Now, you have a lot of people with master's degree, even PhDs, but they are not be able to be absorbed by the economy. Then the question that you need to ask yourself, are these people wrong when they went to school? They are not wrong at all. Some of them, they are very intelligent people who went to school and got their qualification. However, when they come to the market, there is a different language which is being spoken by that market. The market is asking you to have 5 years of experience to get an entry-level position. What is that? How can somebody get 5 years of experience if I spend the past 4 years or the past 3 years at university doing a bachelor's degree or maybe an honors degree? What is that? And you start to wonder if there is really communication between not really to say education directors or drivers of academic institutions, either university, council, talk about leaders of academic institutions. Do they really communicate with the market? Because at the end of the day, the society is the one which is in limbo. We have seen this thing where where parents start fighting with their kids because their kids are not being able to be absorbed by the market, which is not their fault at all. Where friends being broken just because individuals are not able to be absorbed in the market. We have seen broken relationships just because of this thing. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, where is academia? Is academia being revised? When I'm talking about academia, I'm not talking about the place. I'm talking about academia as a platform for education. Is the curriculum set based on what is needed in the market, or we still have we are still 10 years behind, because the world is moving very fast. When you look at other countries, people prioritize data science, people prioritize advanced technology, people prioritize robotics, while we are still very far, while we are still using traditional ways of education. Now, those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, is to say, now, how can we let educated Namibians to be absorbed in the market? Who shall come on board? How can we let this thing? Because if we don't have answer to these questions, we are going to create a lot of problems, because there is an oversupply. There is an oversupply of graduates in the market, and the market is unable to absorb it because there is no communication between the supplier and somebody who is receiving. Yeah, that's why we need to make sure that there must be a link. There must be a communication to say, Namibian market need 20,000 engineers at this area. Academia must produce this one, so that by the time these guys finish, then our industry is starting moving. There must be a communication to say, currently as we are speaking, we have an oversupply of low primary education graduates, those who are studying education. There's an oversupply of them. And it's undeniable, there's an oversupply of them, and we are still producing a lot of them at different universities just because we want to make money. But there's no communication to say, no, education, maybe we need, there's a lack of educators at a secondary phase. Because the moment you have this communication, you will be able to say, no, now let us stop this chain. Let us absorb what we have. And let us also try to reskill who we have so that we can move this economy. Because at the end of the day, that is going to be poor planning. It's going to be, risking of our national resources and moving in different directions, talking about advancing Namibia without understanding it. Ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. We are looking at the link between, academia and the labor market. We are looking at things which need to be done. We look at the areas of the skills which are needed in Namibia. We are also going to look at technical experts. And we are also going to look at industrial cul-de-sac in terms of reaching a stopping point without even starting. Yeah, before we move on with our conversation, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. You can bring your questions, contribution, and also your constructive criticism.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera za livuka, kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopa nye mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mulodi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Shiwanasha Namibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiwe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jo onjimbo dho ongereka dhayoroka. Ngashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, Joshimburu sang fortier no ngereka dimwe. Tudengera nena ngere wapumba omaimbiro ngereka yoe lakarega wedwako koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at the academic link, the link between academia and also industry. We are talking from the point of, experience, and we are also talking about things that we know and the situation that we are facing, especially if you are not concerned about the graduates in the street of Namibia. Then I don't know where you are if you are not concerned about the highest unemployment in the country and how we can solve this. Then I don't think you are in the country where people are talking about the need of change in terms of what we do and how we do things. And you may start asking yourself, do you really have brave Namibians who think beyond securing their places in the economic ecosystem? You start wondering like that, because you may find somebody who really have a brilliant mind, maybe have an influential position, but this person is really unable to provide directions in terms of what is needed to be done, particularly in the area of giving young people who went to school an opportunity. Not really to say they must be given an opportunity to get jobs, but they must be given an opportunity to show their talents also, or they must be given a secure environment where they can thrive in terms of businesses. Because it's very, very difficult to be a young person in Namibia, particularly when you went to school with the aim of, uplifting your community, with the aim of making your parents very happy, and also with the aim of being a responsible citizen in the country. But after you leave the doors of a university, your dreams are shattered. Then you have to fight another battle, which you were not supposed to fight, because you were supposed to hit the ground running. But currently, as you are speaking now in Namibia, you can find an individual who graduated for the past 6 years, and this person did not even get an opportunity to get even a training opportunity, even an internship, because it's a cutthroat competition, and these are the things which kill a lot of dreams, because other people who give up very easily, they'll end up not continuing because of this situation. But now, instead of us blaming ourselves and pointing fingers, let us look at what we have. There's already a foundation. There is already an imbalance in terms of the skills which we have in the country. There is an oversupply of different skills in the market, and the private sector plus the public sector are not able to absorb all these people. There was a proposal to say, why can't this some individual look at the international opportunities? Yes, it could be the case, but how can we make sure that our markets are relevant? Why are other people who are coming outside the country thrive in our market? Why can we cannot thrive in our market? What are some of the skills that we need in Namibia? Do we need more of theoretical skills? Do we need more practical skills? Do we need technical skills? Or do we need both of them? because different individuals have presented their thoughts differently, particularly on the ground of what a developing country need and what a country with a lot of resources need. A country with a lot of resources does not need to export only. A country with a lot of resources needed to capitalize on the skills of other countries so that they can learn from them. Because when you look at the way China developed and when you look at the way Singapore developed, they made sure that they attract investors, they attract technical professionals for the certain period of time, to that extent that after these individuals taught their people, they can be able to make it on their own. Why on earth we are at the top five of largest producers of uranium in the world, but we don't have anything to do with uranium apart from exporting it to other countries? Then we are being paid peanut and butter. We are being paid peanut and butter. And whether we like it or not, we don't need to blame who did what, whose fault and whatsoever. What can we do? What can you do as an individual? Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because we've been preaching about building industries, but we don't see industries yet. There are no industries. And a country to move forward, there we only need few things. We need investment in the right skills and education. We need stronger governance. We need strong SOEs. And we need people who can learn very fast, particularly when it's coming to rare skills. Because if we continue to sell like this, I'm surprised. I was talking to one guy when I was reading the trade statistic of January, where it is indicated that we are buying more than what we export. Even if we are selling, we are supplying to powerful nations. We are supplying a lot of minerals to powerful nations. We are still at loss. We are losing 2.7 billion in terms of trade. That is trade deficit. For those of you who understand economics very well. And you come to the point where to say, what can we do? I know as an individual you can't do anything, but what can we do? What can we? How can we advise those who have power to influence strategic decisions, particularly in terms of academia? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. What can we do to make sure that we are not only complainers, or we are not only individuals who are interested in complaining and blaming other people, or we become online politicians? What can we do to do that? What can we do to solve that problem? Is our elders understand the situation that the young person is going through? Because it's more risky now when somebody is a final year at university without really guarantee that you are going to be able to get something in the next 6 months. Because the question of academia and link to the market is not only between universities and the government. Those are some of the things that need to be cleared. It's a question between academia and all educational stakeholders. And what is very interesting about educational stakeholders, everybody has a role to play. If you own a business, you still have a role to play. How do you capitalize on the skills that are being given to students or to people who go to school? Because if you own a small business, you still have a role to play. If you are a parent, you still have a role to play. Do you really have time to go and check the curriculum which is offered and also compare it to the needed skills? Or you are just sending your kids to that university or to that technical, to that college? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And also educators, whether you are a pre-primary education teacher or you are a professor, a full professor at university, you must be able to think beyond, you know, theorizing, and also think beyond, you know, just giving a lecture. Because I always have a problem with business professors, and I'm very sorry to say this, especially in terms of as far as Namibian economic environment is concerned. I always have a problem with business professors and economics professors sometimes, because they were supposed to be a clear demonstration to say, if this person was able to teach business, whether you teach areas of marketing, you teach areas related to HR, if you are a business professor, you must, because the way they award the professorship, it depends on the academic contribution, all those things, but there was supposed to be something that you must have done, a clear distinction to say you are a business professor, because not only because you wrote new theories of business, because you contributed to the journals of international business or whatsoever, but you must be a distinguished business professor, because you were able to practically apply the skills that you have. That is creating of industry, that is creating of jobs, that is creating of effective business models which can save the society. I'm not saying you should stop teaching business. I'm just saying your intellectual understanding must be able to, you know, to fill the gap in that market, and to make a greater contribution to that market, because business professors were supposed to be the creators of employment. Because if you teach business, you don't only teach MBA so that everyone can go and compete for executive position. You teach MBA because when you go to universities like Harvard, MBA is one of the most expensive qualification. But that MBA is being taught to people who are job creators. Some they become executives, but some become job creators. They are taught to entrepreneurs. You are being taught how to think and innovate. But if somebody who teach me how to think and innovate cannot also think and innovate, how do you think I'm going to assist my country to develop? Because if you want to get out of this problem where we have a lot of young people not really able to gain something from the market, we need to make sure that we sit on the table, then we analyze what is going on, and how can we become part of the solution, not part of the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to a commercial break, then we can come.
Yep. Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you for being 100% real. From having conversations on the stoop to the early hours of the morning, to taking pictures for memories, not mentions, to chilling at home with the chummies and saying, of course, they can bring their friend of a friend of a friend. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. tseithane na omayakuro nirandi thoma yoe yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nena kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu moambo dengera selma konora heta tuimwe ndatu ndatu heari hamano tano oniari Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment, Lecture Hall 1. And today we are talking about the link between academia and real industry. Yeah, somebody may want to ask, what are some of the skills that we need in Namibia? Those of you who are going to school, those of you who are going to higher education institutions. And my answer is very simple. As a young person who went to university, and I'm talking about this from the point of respect, is that we have almost all types of skills that we need in Namibia, almost, and get me correctly. However, we are still lacking in terms of a lot of technical skills, particularly in the areas of engineering, either civil engineering, electronic engineering. In the energy sector, we don't have anything. In terms of energy sector, we don't have anything. Yeah, in terms of chemical engineers, we don't have anything. In terms of people who are going to work in oil industry, we don't have anything. Those are more the skills that we need in Namibia. However, we have skills that we can use to start operating. We already have skills that we can use to start operating. Let me say you want to build an industry, for example, of uranium plant. You want to build an industry of producing energy of uranium. I know it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to have a lot of people from outside, but you can still have already people who can be upskilled, who are not going to start from the scratch, who can be upskilled to take over once those industries are built. Yeah, you can look at the areas of data science, you can look at the areas of medicine. However, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that what guarantee that we have in this economy that if I take the right skills, I can be able to be absorbed in the market. If the market is already failing to absorb what it was supposed to absorb, what is wrong with our market? Because if we come to the point of understanding what is wrong with our market, why our market can only, it's only other people from different areas who can thrive in that market, but not us. And what security do we have if we cannot build industries now that our great kids are going to survive? Because you may be on the good side to say, no, now I'm secured, my people are secured. But do you know how your great kids are going to behave? Because this problem of skill mismatch, even the Minister of Labor is not able to understand what's going on. This problem of skills mismatch in Namibia that we have, if it's not being taken care of, it's going to be a generational problem. It's going to be a generational problem and can be the cause of different conflicts, because individuals want to be actors in the economy. No one wants to stay off grid. Everyone wants to pay tax. Because you can't just pay tax for the sake of paying tax. You are paying tax because you are getting remuneration. Dear listeners, it's 18:50. We have 10 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. 083-288-401.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsin Ehangano, Rio Sherero o Maimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Dierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-2358-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Omudiha kutekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasana na anonge shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongo tisa mwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandisoma yoe yonge shifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengera Selma, kona rahita tuimwe. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. You are listening to your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. And today we are looking at areas of the link between academia, the link between education at university level, and also the market. One of the questions which was raised is it was based on interrogating the content of vocational training education. Because vocational training education, and I was speaking to one of the businesswomen one day, she indicated that, look, vocational training education in Namibia, they are starting to reverse it now. It was lacking the aspect of not really entrepreneurship, but the aspect of business management and also the aspect of innovation. Because artisans are the builders of industries. There is nothing which was not built by artisans, technical people. However, if in Namibia, a technical person, somebody who got a specific skill, a specific trade, that he can be able to weld, he can be able to, it's a fit antenna, it's a boiler maker, it's an electrician. And this person was not able to be absorbed by a certain company or was not able to be absorbed by somebody who is already a contractor working. Apart from him doing basic works or maybe temporary jobs, this person was supposed to be capacitated with business and innovation skills. Because the moment, it's a very dangerous, productive combination. It's a very dangerous and productive combination to have somebody who have technical skills and also have a bit of theories and also understand a bit of how to manage that business. Because now you have different kind of individuals in the market. The market wants somebody who is innovative so that it can support you with clients. The market wants somebody who is more experienced. But you have two kinds of individuals. You have somebody who have technical skills and you have somebody who have a bit of theories. And all these people are not able to talk to one another. That's why there's people are still being employed in Namibia from other countries. Not really because they are different from you, just because they have an edge. Because they have an edge in terms of what they have and what they have learned. Yeah, that's why today we are asking all those questions to say, why after 35 years, a very beautiful country, land of the brave, where the majority of young people are not able to work? Why is that? Was that the vision of our founding fathers and mothers of this country? I don't think it was the vision. Because the vision was all Namibians to be very happy, all families to at least to have two or three people who are bringing something on the table, not peanut and butter, who are bringing something on the table so that we must focus on other things. So that we, why on earth after 35 years, a country of 3 million people is being supplied rice from other country? Why do we have somebody to feed us if we have we still have land, farms, and we have all those beautiful ministries with beautiful names? Poverty eradication, agriculture. And when you're looking at it from other angle, you'll be able to realize, Duseta, this country with all these ministries, I think there's no poverty there in Namibia, because even they have poverty eradication. Now they have integrated to a different ministry, but that was the aim, to eradicate poverty. Not to minimize it, just to eradicate it. But are we moving there? So, dear listeners, we have around 2 minutes before we come to the end of our program. And the conversation today was very simple. We were looking at where are we standing in terms of our academic institution, in terms of our universities. What do our market need? What is the market need? What kind of skills are needed in the market? And how can we assist one another to make sure that all the graduates that we have in Namibia are able at least one day to get somewhere, are able to be at least being absorbed by the market, if not also for them to be able to thrive if they start their own business, because not everyone is going to be absorbed by the market. Do we have that capacity? Do we have communication between, private sector, the government, academia, community at large, and also parents and learners or students? Do we sit on one table in those public engagement? Do we sit on one table and ask ourselves, what do we need in the next 5 years? Or are we just producing for the sake of producing? We also need to, because when you look at academia, you look at the impact, you look at the economic standing, you look at what it has done. And dear listeners, we are not saying nothing was done from academia. That is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that there's a lot of things which need to be done for us to go where we want to go, for us to reach where we want to reach. So with these words, dear listeners, continue asking yourself difficult questions. Continue also looking at solutions instead of criticizing. Continue also, be a critical thinker and open-minded, particularly in this economy, so that one day you become the contributor of, economic development of the country. With this word, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And I wish you to continue listening to Eagle FM, your favorite radio station. I'll leave you in the good hands of Tate Naluvanda and Mr. Fry with their program Mtumwa. And from me, David Shombe, thank you very much for listening to us, and continue listening. And also, don't forget to like our page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. Never forget to download your e-paper. The Villager newspaper is coming out tomorrow on Friday. It's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So stay tuned. Tomorrow is Friday. Let's continue push. It's almost there. Let's continue push.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wami na apidi kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo yengu yetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu.